earlier this morning, North Carolina's House of Representatives passed their $22 billion state budget. The final vote came just after 1 a.m. It capped off more than 9 hours of debate about the bill itself and nearly 50 amendments to the measure. WFAE's Tom Bullock was up late following the developments of the legislature, and he's now in early to tell us about it. Tom, thanks for being here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, just walk us through what's in the budget.
Sure. This bill increases state spending by a little over 6%. And here are some of the highlights. It provides a 2% salary bump to state employees, including all teachers. Beginning teacher salaries go from $33,000 to $35,000 a year, plus whatever supplemental local school districts provide. It relaunches a tax credit for developers who rehab historic buildings and greatly increases a grant program to lure film and television productions to the state. The fund for that grant go from $10 million a year to $40 million. The budget also cuts the state gas tax by a few cents per gallon and pays for that by increasing DMV fees largely across the board by 30%.
So the final vote on this budget was 94-23. Was that a surprise?
Yeah, actually it was. The first surprise is they got to the final vote at all. State law requires that bills that raise funds be voted on two separate days, which technically they did. The second was the bipartisan support for the bill. Republican Nelson Dollar's final pitch for the measure came just before midnight, and it illustrates both points.
And I implore every member of this House to vote for this budget, because this budget provides for the needs of our people in education, in the classroom, our teachers, our courts, our infrastructure. George has given me the cut sign.
The question before the House.
And as you can hear, Duncan, he was cut short in order to get that first vote in before midnight. And during the second vote, about 70 minutes later, House Minority Leader Larry Hall criticized the budget as saying that it didn't go far enough to move North Carolina forward.
I'm voting against the budget because I don't think status quo is good enough. I don't think mediocrity is good enough, and I think the citizens of North Carolina expect more from you. I hope they'll get it before this budget process is over.
But in the end, the vote was bipartisan. 12 Democrats voted against it, as did 11 Republicans. That after a conservative group, including the North Carolina chapter of Americans for Prosperity, criticized the House budget as giving out too many corporate handouts.
So the word of the night seemed to be amendment. What were some of the more interesting changes lawmakers proposed last night?
There was another fight over tax credits for solar energy projects. Those were set to expire at the end of this year. This budget extends those credits for two more years. Republican Marilyn Avila wanted to change that.
The facts do not support solar as a viable long-term source, because while we have created enormously successful production of solar power, we have neglected to develop an effective, efficient distribution of this power.
And after a long debate, her amendment failed. There was also an amendment to move $1 million of state money, which would go towards the startup costs of charter schools in mostly rural areas, and use that to increase the number of teaching assistants. That too failed.
Okay, what's the next step in the budget process?
Well, the budget debate now moves to the Senate, which is a much more conservative body, especially when it comes to those tax credits. They'll remake the bill to their liking, and then a joint committee made up from members of the two bodies will work out a compromise before sending the budget to the governor.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, go get some sleep.
Thanks.
Thank you.